This is Aubrey coming to your life right here on Carib Voice Radio for a very special Elevate Barbados radio show coupled with Straight Talk and Motivation, the continuation. Okay? Now, when you get started in your life, you become the sum total of your experiences. You go to school and learn well, and you're told that if you learn well, you can leave high school and get a job and become successful. Now, I didn't believe that for a minute when I was 11 years old. Isn't that amazing and crazy at the same time? I'm taking this moment to share my experience, share my story of how I became who I am now. And that is a result of me investing in me when no one else would. Growing up as a mute child, meaning I could not speak, for many years I've been using the word mute to people, and many people say to me later, I didn't know you were mute. So then I realized people didn't get the word, what mute really meant in their head when I was talking. It was, I guess it went over their head a little bit. And simply put, they called me dummy. And I didn't like that. Even from a child in the front window of the chattel house where I grew up in Greens Village, St. George. I didn't like it. But I couldn't say anything because I couldn't speak. And as I began those early years not speaking, when I began to speak, I began to stutter. And people today still remind me 60 years later that I was a stutterer. And initially, I felt kind of hurt, downtrodden, disabled, if you will. But I didn't let that stop me. My mind was resolute on achieving a life that I knew I needed, even though I didn't know exactly what it looked like. But I knew I didn't have anybody talking to me. I was being talked at. And I had to decide on my own steam if I am going to invest in me. And I did. So while I was attending high school, I decided to utilize my education as a way out of what I would call purgatory. When I was in school, I decided I'm going to plant lettuce and tomatoes and all these different things and sell them to the local supermarket near the house, which I did do, and began saving up my money to do what I needed to do for me. That was the beginning of me investing in myself. Back then, I didn't think about investing in myself. I didn't even know what the word meant. I never heard the word before. I also never heard the word entrepreneur. But I continued being consistent because that's what the school code called me to do. They said, be constant, aspire, and achieve. Spurn the rigid course. Thus, while departing, do not heave sorry sight of heavy lost or heavy lost. They also said, drink while remain the beauty, mingled strong in nature's cup, unfrequented by a teacher. And this morning, someone shared a video with me of a young man in Barbados talking about teachers, how hard they work, how hard they labor. And I didn't listen to the entire program that he had. It was, I think it was a 3-minute video, and I'm very excited. But what amazed me is that my 5-year-old son saw the video and watched me watching as I was feeding him. And I told him today, this morning, you're going to feed yourself. You're a big boy. Now you can do it. And he looked at the little kid and said, hey, is that JoJo? And I said, no, that's not JoJo, because the kid looked kind of like him. And he said, who's that? Because he was watching the video and listening to the words. And I said, he's not you, but he's from Barbados, just like your father is. So he might be a relative. I don't know. So I'm curious to, number one, find out who this young kid is. And number two, who his parents are. Because what he had to say is an example of what I'm speaking about this morning. And if he is old enough to speak and the teacher smart enough to interview him while he's speaking, he just invested in himself as a journalist, as a public speaker. That's what I saw. I saw me and my son recognizing him, and now my son is looking to invest in him. He wants to know who that young kid is from Barbados. And he's 5 years old now. Now, I'm not going to reveal all the great stuff about my little boy because I want to keep him safe and secure. I think that's very important for me as a father, as a parent. But we're going to talk more about that. So let's get down to you investing in you. As I said initially, you are the sum total of your experiences, and investing in you requires you to take a second look at you, your life, your experience, and decide what you're going to do about you. I don't mean the job that you do. I don't mean how you earn an income. I mean your mindset mastery. When you look at yourself in the mirror, and I am going to encourage you this morning, as you are watching me, to go look at yourself in the mirror. Take your phone and look at yourself in the mirror so you don't miss this conversation. This is real-time stuff, folks. This is powerful stuff that I'm going to be sharing in the initial stages of our conversation. My talk this morning emanated out of the Elevate Entrepreneur program that I teach as part of my coaching and training development and publishing. This is a continuation of investing in me when no one else will. But thankfully today, people are investing in me and they have expectations of me to achieve the goals that I set out to achieve because they trust me. And I trust them. I'm loyal to them. I'm helpful to them. Obedient to them. Because we have to be obedient to each other. I smile to them. I take care of their investment opportunities in my space. I respect their investment. In some cases, I'm brotherly or sisterly. Courteous, kind, and I speak well of them. I edify who they are because that is an important part of who we are. So as we're moving through this conversation this morning, question number one, who are you? Who are you? Do you know who you are as a person? Have you taken that first look at who you are? Have you decided that you are going to review who you are because you are the most valuable resource towards your season of success? It's the you factor. And if you're not clear or if you're not sure and you have a friend, call your friend. Ask your friend. Friend, you've known me for a while. When you look at me, what do you see in me that I don't see in myself? Correlate what that person tells you, if you trust them, into what you are doing and what you believe about yourself. That's number one. That's the first value that you apply into your life. This is one of the modules that I cover in my Elevate Entrepreneur program. And again, I reiterate the word, or the words rather, invest in you, the you factor, when no one else will. How did I invest in me? What qualifies me to be telling you to question yourself? What qualifies Aubrey Padmore to talk about this morning? Well, I invested in myself when I didn't have anyone else to at the time that I saw as that person. I had to begin thinking about how I think. My Thinkonomics program was developed from a young age. I think about my environmental conditions, and I think about a song that Eddie Murphy had a long time ago. And I said I wanted ice cream one day, Biko ice cream. And my mom said we can't afford it. And I got mad because what does a child know about what you can afford and not afford? But I said to myself, well, I don't think anybody's going to ever tell me that I can't afford something. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to fight for myself. I'm going to take ownership of who I am and build quietly. Not a lot of conversation, because remember, I'm a mute child growing up. I understand darkness. I understand silence. And I speak about my life growing up because that was the genesis of my mindset mastery and development. And I knew, okay, and I knew that I had to focus on how I saw myself. And growing up in Greens Village, the back of Greens, St. George, I lived for Second Avenue, Greens, St. George. It's kind of like a rectangle. If you go into First Avenue, you go and make the left turn, and you go down the road and make the next left turn. You can turn left forever, and that's your rectangle. That's what the village that I grew up in was, Greens Village, St. George. So I shout out to everyone from Greens Village, St. George. Malcolm and the crew, the Innes, Aline, Clark family, all part of my life. The Wave family, Wave Road, the Binos, the Temp Pros, and the list goes on. The Perryman family. These are the evidence of who I am growing up in Greens Village, St. George. And I'm in the process of giving back to that little local village because I still love the notion of reinvesting in circumstance that I know has a value. And you'll hear more about that a little bit later as we move through the next couple of months, the next 90 days. So stay with us. We're going to play a little bit of music, and we're going to come back. Because this way, you get to understand why this is the edutainment station. I want each and every person in my space to be blessed. Here's Lead Pipe and Status with Blessed. 28.
Hell and ass. Yeah. Na 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 na. Woo. Yeah. Wow. Every blessing that we receive, yeah. Father, we thank you for them, for blessing me and my friends. Jano, is the talents buried in we, yeah. Father, we grateful for them. We give praises, amen. We bless up in hell, hey. They can't stop we than us. We stronger than ever. In it forever.
We bless up in hell, hey. They can't stop we than us. We stronger than ever. And in it forever.
We put up down and tell them that we don't fear bad mind. No, them can't stop we jumping on.
We don't fear bad mind.
But I never stop the walking on.
We don't fear bad mind.
Them can't stop the jumping.
Show by your blessing on them, so no stressing for them.
Hey, and the road and kicking a scene, yeah. Good vibes, be grateful for them, and we give praises, amen. We bless them in heaven.
We don't. thank you for them, for blessing me and my friends.
Jano, is the talents buried in we had. Father, we grateful for them. We give praises, amen. We bless up in heaven.
Yeah, that's a beautiful song. I gotta tell you, I'm extremely excited about that group, Lead Pipe and Status, doing some wonderful things, right? I gotta tell you, you can't make this stuff up what I'm doing. In the midst of a chaotic circumstance, we're pushing forward. It's what I've always had to do. But the spirituality in me would not let me quit. I was forced to continue because that is what is required of me as an entrepreneur. My spirituality in the mix is number two in my conversation with you on how to invest in yourself when no one else will. Continuing the conversation. And I hope to have the folks in Nigeria who were supposed to be a part of the event this morning, but were disrupted. If they are able to get through, I'm going to have a quick conversation with them. I've asked them to prepare for that moment. Our spirituality in the mix is driven and powered by visible and invisible substantial worldly things. The world that we can't see and the world that we see. That's why spirituality in the mix. No one has been able to act unless their brain is functional. That's the combination. But then you have these invisible moments happening where people tell you to think. You don't get to see what thinking looks like. But you do get to engage thinking and thinkonomics, what I call thinkonomics actually. Because without that, you don't have a value in terms of participating in community. You ever heard somebody tell someone who does something that's not quite normal and okay, that impacts someone negatively, that you should think before you act? If you're going to do something that you know is going to cause harm to someone immediately, you're not thinking in that moment. We all are guilty of it. I've done stuff that I'm guilty of in terms of not thinking, because it's a part and parcel of our thought process. Sometimes our thought process does not identify or tell us to do things that we know we're supposed to do. And then sometimes we say, oh shoot, I didn't even think. These are the things that I'm thinking about. So your spirituality is a value to you even if you don't think about it. It's a part of your autonomic nervous system, if you will. You don't have to ask yourself or question yourself as to whether you are breathing or not, because that's part of your autonomic nervous system. The program that allows you to do the things on automatic that you do to survive and go beyond survival on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis, and consistently for the lifetime of your presence on the earth. Whatever that annual commitment is, whether that's 5 years, 10 years, 30 years, 40 years, 60, 70 years, 100. And I'm excited that I've had the opportunity to engage and meet and talk with people who are 100 years old. Isn't that sweet? The opportunity to sit back and have a conversation with someone who is a centenarian has been a pleasure. My grandmother being one of those people, her best friend being one of those people, and one of my other relatives who was at one point the last standing centenarian in Barbados. And I'm proud to have listened to the announcement of his transition on CNN. And I'll share his information a little bit later at some point. Because that's all part of our spirituality, the spirituality of us, the spirituality of us within. And that spirituality is the driving force behind my enthusiasm for what I do. Windfall, sunshine, whether I have to take a truck, a bus, or a car, it doesn't matter. I do what I need to do because it's important for my enthusiasm to be fed on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis. That's number two. Number three, I had to authenticate my value. Growing up, experiencing the things that I experienced, being considered a loser at an early age, was not something that I appreciated. And I never believed there are any real losers. I just think that some of us are going through growth stages. Let me rephrase that. All of us go through growth stages. We have highs, we have lows. And as my daughter used to say, high, low, mini, mini, cow, cow, un cha cha, and a pee, wah, wah. And I never forgot that. Loving my children, regardless of how they are behaving mentally at the moment, has always been a pleasure. It is unfortunate that I had to fight for them to get them, have custody of them, to raise them and to help them to grow, because I was hoping that the situation would have been a little bit different as far as having a mom in their life to the point where it was a positive growth process. I didn't have that growing up. But it's part and parcel of my life. As a matter of fact, the best quote that I've ever used to solidify my daily life is something my mom told me. We weren't always friendly at the best of times or the worst of times, because I was part of the victimization of representing my father, who she had a very loving relationship, but it was also a love-hate relationship. And when she thought of him in a hateful way, I earned the displeasure mentally and physically. So as a part of my ownership and the ownership of my legacy and my mindset and spirituality, I conducted an investigation as a way of authenticating myself from mental slavery. That was my investment in my mind. And I'm sharing my story this morning during this session simply because if I'm going to tell you something, you need to know a little bit about Aubrey. Who the heck is Aubrey? How dare he come on air and tell me what I should or should not be doing? I'm giving you my experience. And some of you will relate to it. Some won't. So what? I believe in the power of one individual. The power to affect the spiritual and practical development of one individual. And I've done that time and time again. So the 1 plus 1 became 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way up to 100 or more. So that's what qualifies me to tell you, because I've been committed, I've been consistent, and I've been credible in my delivery of voluntarism into the lives of people. And some people would say, well, Aubrey, why would you volunteer into people's life? Don't you need to earn an income? I've earned an income from volunteering into people's lives. Because that's the first money. That's how I see myself as I authenticate myself from mental slavery. I grew up not having any cash on hand. This. I was a kid, man. How am I going to have cash on hand? I don't work anyway. That's Nigeria calling in. If you're listening to the show and watching the show, I'll call you. Don't call me so I can pull you in for the conversation. Okay? Yeah, I love the interaction with the technology. You heard ding, ding, ding. And this is what it means. This is what it looks like as a practice. Us being who we are. But what I realize is that the land could provide me with cash. So at 11, I decided to ask my auntie. No, it wasn't Auntie Mae. It was Auntie Esther. I love her. I will continue to love her, cherish her until the day I transcend time and space into the spirit world. I will love her. My mother gave me a nickname, which was part of my authenticating myself from mental slavery. The name was Joel. J-O-E-L. That's from the Bible. And one day I'm going to read that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to read and be a part of that conversation when I launch my ministry. I have launched it before, and it is a part of the daily effort for me as I invest in my spirituality. I call it Raising the Roof Ministry. You have to minister to yourself because you're the church. Many of you tell me you're going to go to church on Saturday or Sunday. Don't call you. Don't bother you. I respect that. But you're going to a congregation moment. That's congregating. The church is in you each and every single day. Every moment of the day. The spirituality of you is in the moment inside of you, inside each and every given day. As a matter of fact, when you transcend time and space, it's only you that transcend in that moment. And the gatekeeper who carries you across the river is the living God. That's how it works for each and every person. That's why you are a being of spirituality, but you are a member of the spiritual kingdom of heaven. Don't let anyone steal your value or your joy with negative progression, negative conversations. Own the spiritual man or woman inside of you each and every day. And I'm not talking religion now. I'm not talking religion. Talking value, aspiration towards your spiritual development. I'm going to cover the 5 of the 10 things because I know that we're going to be scheduled for time. As a matter of fact, I'll ask technology support how much time we have as we go forward. They'll probably text me and tell me because they listen in as part of the media monitoring of our program. So I'm going to pause here for a moment. I covered 3 things. Number 1, discovering the most valuable resource towards success, you. Check your environment out. The people in Nigeria who I'm speaking with this morning, they have many serious technical issues that go on the ground every day. They don't have the luxury of consistent electricity. I experienced those things growing up. I also experienced the hardship of working on a plantation. My first job was to load marl, or what we call sand, white sand, into bags at a plantation in Barbados. That was my first work experience. I didn't know what I was doing. And when I was about 3 or 4 years old, of course I couldn't talk, but my brother, who was a mason, taught me how to carry bricks. He even reminds me of that today. He said, you remember, Joel, when I was putting the wall on the house and you came and you helped? And I remember it, and I'm actually excited about it because my son does the same thing right now with me. If I'm loading or unloading the van, he'll come and he'll grab stuff and he'll help me. He said, and he says it openly, Dad, I am going to help you. And he does. That's why I named him Joel. People in school call him Jojo. The teachers love him. He loves himself. He understands his inherent value from me. He spends time with me each and every day. And he's growing up, living that melanin life, living that life of understanding, ownership of who he is, the valuable resource that he has become, and that he is as a child, learning how to live, love, and earn the right for his knowledge base in high school. In pre-kindergarten. And so we're raising him up from that perspective because I spoke about this and it's part of the life that I live. As you tune in, you're listening to a very special session for those who are joining us who have not been able to connect with us previously but are now able to join us because of the connectivity. Shout out to all the folks in Nigeria and the continent of Africa. We have much more things coming through as far as Africa uniting and doing the things that need to be done as a continent. And I look around at my environmental conditions, as I said. I'm a very curious individual, a very curious man. I love to look at connectivity. Padmore Global Enterprises was just created here in Georgia, registered with the Secretary of State, official EIN number, all of that good stuff, because it's my legacy moment. The legacy company, where I share my story. I continue to empower people. And part of this program that I was asked to present, and I accepted this challenge because I understood the environmental conditions in Nigeria. But this morning when I heard that the underground cables that connect the internet in the Red Sea were damaged, I decided to come on Carb Voice Radio and continue this conversation with the people of Nigeria and beyond, Barbados inclusive. And the reason that I integrated it into the Barbados show, Elevate Barbados, is because the show is based on my workshop for entrepreneurs. The topic this morning is skills acquisition and empowerment. Skill acquisition and empowerment training, volume 2. I'm sure Victor will let me know why it's volume 2, and I'm excited to hear because it's important. We are important. You are important. This program is important. This conversation is important. I'm going to take a break and play one more song. As I'm playing that song, I'm going to see if Victor is ready or able to come in. So I hope he's listening. And I'm going to call to see if he's able to break through from what transpired this morning. This will test if the gateway is up and running and ready again for us to do what we do. Okay? We're one family. Remember that. Okay? We are the ownership of the life that we live. And only you understand who you are. Life is beautiful. Okay, life is beautiful and unspoiled. I am live on the air with the show this morning on CaribVoiceRadio.org. I'm hoping that Victor will be able to join me when I make the call on WhatsApp. He's sending me a note to let me know that I can join via a link that he's sending me. I'll see what that link is and see if I can send it over to tech support, see if they can include it into this broadcast. Yes, all the people who are working with me are people who have volunteered into their own lives to achieve the goals of entrepreneurship. That is what we do right here. We use technology to bridge the gap, to connect the dots, to have fun while we're doing it. Here's Jose Hines out of Canada. Stay tuned. As soon as we have enough of the music and the messages and the marketing that we need, we will be able then to get ready to do what we do. The genesis of what we are doing is a very powerful story. It's a very powerful story. It's beautiful. And it's who we are. I'm excited about it. Yeah, they're working hard in Nigeria. You know, I told them when I first met them, I said, you guys have a very bad reputation. I had a bad reputation. Some other people have decided that I'm not a good guy to tell the rest of the world I can't be trusted. I'm not loyal, I'm not helpful, I'm not courteous, I'm not kind. And that person made themselves a pseudo enemy of mine, because I don't have enemies. Look up the word, pseudo. We'll explain all of that going forward. I convert people who don't like me to entrepreneurship, and I don't need everyone to like me. I think it's vitality element, is love, hate, happens each and every day, and you can't control that. But life is beautiful. The gospel concert is coming, folks.
Yeah. It's whole day high. It's life is beautiful.
You can't find content on any other internet radio station like Yukon and Carb Voice. I'm just boasting at the moment.
I love it. It's beautiful, yeah. The birds and the bees and the land and the trees all covered in their glory. See the stars in the sky that they shine so bright to tell a beautiful story. So how can I?
The name of the mission in Nigeria is God Can Do It Mission. And they're the ones who are responsible for asking me to do this webinar this morning. And of course, the Red Sea, like I told you, the internet connective lines in Africa, which includes Nigeria for West Africa, were damaged this morning. And they're texting me now that they're back online. So we're having a little party here. We're partying nice. And we're going to solve problems as we go forward. Because life is too beautiful not to be who we are.
My life, when this life is so sweet. And how can I want to say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life is beautiful.
Uh-oh.
And life is sweet.
We're up to 625 members in the room right now in Nigeria. Getting ready to log on and listen, listener group.
When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe, fresh air.
They're for humanity and for God.
Fresh air, fresh air. Whoa, life is beautiful.
Thank you, Victor.
And life is sweet. See the sun in the yard with his dad working hard, hoping he'd be inspired. See the hen with a chick and a mom taking sticks, ready to make that fire. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And And how can I want to say goodbye when you gave me a voice to sing? Oh, oh, life is beautiful and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe, fresh air, fresh air, fresh air. Oh, oh, life is beautiful and life is sweet. See the birds and the bees and the land and the trees all covered in their glory. See the stars in the sky and they shine so bright to tell a beautiful story.
Can you believe I started doing television broadcasting 30 years ago at Time Warner in New York City on Staten Island?
So how can I wanna take my life when this...
And the genesis of my story is amazing. I'm just excited about who I am.
Life is so sweet.
Are you excited about who you are?
And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life is beautiful and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe, fresh air, fresh air, fresh air. Life is beautiful and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe, fresh air, fresh air, fresh air. Fresh air.
Wow! I gotta do this again. I think people need to hear this again. Can we do this again? Oh yeah!
Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. It's home day high. This life is beautiful.
Jose, get ready to come to Atlanta, brother.
And the land and the trees all covered in their glory. See the stars in the sky and they shine so bright to tell a beautiful story. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life is beautiful and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe.
Shout out to Golden Drops.
Fresh air.
In Miami.
Fresh air.
A
fresh
Bajan,
air.
A Bajan-owned company.
Whoa. Life is beautiful. And life is sweet. See the son in the yard with his dad working hard, hoping he'd be inspired. See the hen with a chick and a mom taking sticks, ready to make that fire. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life is beautiful and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe. Trees all covered in their glory. See the stars in the sky and they shine so bright to tell a beautiful story. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life is beautiful and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe.
I've got a shout out to the Victor, Gifte, and Fatima, who are a part of the hosting event. She's the secretary The other one, Fatima, is the manager, and of course, the humanitarian counselor and inspirational speaker, Victor. I'm going to make that call into Nigeria right now to see if we can go live. And keep in mind that we have been doing this thing for a minute. We volunteered into our own space. Excuse me. Let me get some water before Tech Support says drink some water. This is good stuff. I want to give a quick shout out to DigiWorld in Hampton, Georgia. Don't forget, we have a launch coming up Saturday and lunch and film, which includes Rooted the Musical. That's all part of the Infusion Conversation of Barbados in Atlanta and the Barbados Association of Georgia. Big shout out to you also. Remember, life is beautiful, and we're from the paradise called Barbados.
Fresh air, fresh air, fresh air. Yes, life is beautiful, and this life is sweet, yeah. You wake up in the morning, yeah, and you start to breathe. Fresh air, fresh air, fresh air.
Let's see if we can go into Nigeria with a phone call. See if Mr. Victor will be available to speak. There's the ring. We're living the life of melanin this morning. Hi, Victor, are you there? No, we're live on the air, so I don't have the administrator rights on there, so you're going to have to do a group call to me if you want people to be in on this call. But we're live on the air now. I want you to share with our audience on the air now, live, a little bit about who you are and what you do. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing that moment with us. Once things are organized and happening positively in Nigeria, what I want us to do is to reload and have an event that we are proud of. Okay? Yeah, my son is trying to help us here by closing the studio door that was open. Yeah, he's... Okay, we will do that momentarily. Okay, I'm going to... All right, thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Okay. Yeah, a little conversation there with Nigeria Victor, who is on the flyer. He is getting up and getting ready to go international with his program, God Can Do It. And this program with Victor is through the program that we have in Africa for Public Speaking 101 with Blessing Uwechia, who is the coordinator for all things related to Nigeria at the moment, and hopefully she'll be able to come on and join us soon to talk a little bit about what we are doing in Nigeria and elsewhere. And okay, tech support said they couldn't hear him, so we're gonna have to do that a little differently next time. Heard someone screaming in the back. I think I'm gonna have to go ahead and do my course in broadcasting. I'm just having fun in terms of what we do and what we've done. I like the energy. I like the realism behind the environment where things are happening, so you can see how your culture and another person's culture has synergy, but also have differences in terms of environmental conditions, so that when they're explaining their circumstance to you, you can truly understand what's going on. All right, we're going to get ready to close out of here for this particular show today, and we're going to be back again another week, and we're going to continue the conversation, and we're going to talk about the culture of Barbados. Everyday lessons encouraging values, aspiration towards economic sustainability is what this is about. This is what Elevate Barbados Radio Show is about. This is what the Elevate Entrepreneur Program is about. This is why Barbados wants to become an entrepreneur nation. This is a conversation I had with the gentleman who pioneered the entrepreneur program in Barbados, and hopefully we'll have the opportunity to collaborate and come together and make it a global affair. It needs to be a global affair because we are global. And as Barbadians, we have not just migrated from Barbados into the United States. We are part of the cultivating force of the United States. As a matter of fact, George Washington went to visit his brother Lawrence in Barbados back in the day. And George Washington House is now that presence. And the reason that George Washington, the first president of the United States, went to Barbados is because his brother was sick with tuberculosis. And he had to go visit Lawrence. There's so much of this story that you need to know. There's so much about Barbados that you have not been told that you should know. I know the strength, the weaknesses, the opportunities and threats of talking about this, but it has to be discussed because there's too much pain in the world where there should be joy. God gave us all the same right to breathe, to be beautiful in each other's space. But the history of God and man does not line up. That's why I played that song for you by Jose Hines. His story is so powerful, and that is why I chose that song. Val Whitaker, who made the jingle for Carib Voice Radio, is from Jamaica. Jambar. I call him a Jambar. He's Jamaican, and I adopted him as a Barbadian. That's our power. You have the right and the responsibility and the skill to graft your friendship factor, your friend, into the kingdom of heaven. That is what your responsibility is for a friend. Carry his dignity and respect of friendship into the kingdom of heaven with you. That is your responsibility. That's how you connect the dots. Do not begin a franchise where you have a friend in the street who is helping you to achieve your goals, and then you go and get all religious and you tell that friend they're not good enough or they can't help you because you got to come and go to church with me. That's not the church. The building is not the church. You are. It's a congregation factor.
Again, when I was old enough to speak, my first speaking engagement was at the Church of God in Greens Village, St. George. The commencement ceremony, as we close out my conversation on why we do what we do and how we do it, this is where it began. And this is who we are. You heard the Prime Minister of Barbados say this is who we are, and other words that follow that in terms of your self-worth and value. Challenge her with positive aspirations towards economic sustainability. You heard that silence? Challenge her in a positive manner towards economic sustainability. Demand what you want for yourself, but do it correctly. Perhaps next week we'll talk more about that. I am the one Barbadian who worked for the Unified Court System of New York. And I'll tell you more about how that all came into being. What I did, why I did what I did, how I did it, who I didn't report to, who I reported to, the friendship factor that was created, and why I stayed 16 years in the court system, why I left. And I'm also going to share a Bajan experience with a friend that transformed my life as a chaotic moment, and why that also happened. You don't want to tell the world your business, but you do it anyway. And I'm not telling you my business and my experiences because I want to be heard for Aubrey. I want you to know that this man who is sitting in front of you has been through a lot of chaos, and I turned pain into power. I turned the negative progression of my family, my self-worth, into power. And it has been a pleasure fighting through the chaotic lies, hate, deceit, envy, chaos, the greedy aspects of life, to become a peaceful man. Don't get it twisted. I'm a beautiful man. I know I'm beautiful. Some men and some women will say, "You're not beautiful, you're handsome." I don't mean it like that. My spirit, my heart, I've consecrated the ship in me. The ship in that went out. The ship in process. The ship in initiative inside of me. You know, somebody's sitting at the dock of the bay waiting, watching the tide roll in. There's a song that I love about that. And I'm from an island, so I can relate. I think it's called Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Something like that. But my uncle was a fisherman. So there are so many synergetic emotions and passions and experiences in my life that has harnessed the beauty in me. So I'm a beautiful man. I don't need anybody's opinion to tell me otherwise. You can talk and say whatever you want to say. Life is beautiful. I am beautiful. Are you beautiful? Do you see yourself? Are you seeing yourself? We're trying to get going here. They want me to keep going. Nigeria wants me to keep going. But I'm going to close out, and then I'm going to go into Nigeria. I'm going to remain live. And here's what I'm going to ask you to do. If you like what you're hearing, if you're listening to me, this is March the 16th, 2024. If you are listening and watching and like what you see, you can donate to this program. The email is on the flyer. The $5 represented that people were investing in pain, that $5 represented purpose, values, systems, skills, your relationship with yourself and others, those five fundamentals, the five components of the future that you have in your hand. That's what that represents. Let me hold my hand up, see if you can see it. See it? Self and others, the thumb is bigger. But if you go over the pinky, it looks like a small deal. But that's purpose. This support system next to it, the value that you represent in creation. The middle one that you give to people when you get mad is a skill. Systems, self and others. Those are the five fundamentals of empowering you. Use them. Bring them to bear. Make sure they represent what is needed. And as we transition, we're going to do it this way. We're going to get ready to close out, and I'm going to go into my meeting with the young man, Victor, in Nigeria, who's waiting for me. So we'll go into the meeting. Victor, I'll be in the meeting momentarily. I'll call you on the link you sent me. We're going to get ready to close out here, and I'll come over to you, okay?
Okay, I think we'll come.
Okay, let's go. Closing out. Take care. Appreciate it. Join us next week for more. Closing out with I Am, Edwin Yerba.